Great effort, Doogie. Nobody's going to spot you with that bright red jacket on.
Aye, well, I figured it wasn't a great idea to be creeping around at 11:30 dressed like a housebreaker. You look like Bert the Burglar.
I wear the shadows.
Is that a dog lead?
Sure is. All part of the entry plan.
Dare I ask?
I had a walk past the site this afternoon. There's a porter cabin, and I reckon they'll keep a night watchman on the clock.
So what are you going to do? Tie him up?
No, no. It gives me a reason to slip through the fence and into the site, though. I'll chap on the door, say my dog got in, and ask if he'll help me find it.
And how does that transition into us climbing down into that vault?
With these.
Sleeping pills.
Aye. Just wait on us going to look for the dog, then you sneak in and put a few in his coffee.
How do you know he'll be drinking coffee?
He's a fucking night watchman. He's not going to be drinking Ovaltine, is he?
Lee, need I remind you of the last time you drugged someone? That ended really well for me.
Keep your hair on. This is all fairly straightforward.
It's never straightforward with you.
What are you doing in here?
Sorry, I'm out taking the dog for a shite, and he got under the fence. Any chance you can help me find him?
Oh, I'm watching Titanic on the telly.
Aye. Well, bad news, mate. It sinks at the end.
I ken it fucking sinks, but it's getting near the scuddy drawn bit. You get a deek at Kate Winslet's tits butt.
Right, well, I suppose I'll go wandering round this site in the dark and break my ankle then.
Oh, hold on. Wait there. I'll go and get my coat and torch.
Cheers.
What's its name?
Eh?
The Doug.
Oh, hi. John.
John?
John, hi.
All right. What kind of dog is it?
He's a Dalmatian.
A Dalmatian? How the fuck did a Dalmatian get under that fence?
I don't know. Can we just go and look for him, please? See if we can spot him. Get it?
Hold up. I'll just lock the door, eh?
Eh? Oh, look, there. Quick, there he is.
Eh?
He's heading for that big hole. Come on, quick. John! John!
I can't see anything.
Move it, come on!
You told him your dog was called John.
Aye, it was the first thing that popped into my head.
I've never heard a dog being called John before. What's wrong with Fido or Rex?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter now, does it? Look, what's your feet on that bit?
It's a bit cramped. Doubt there'll be much down here.
Well, we're not staying in this bit. See that tunnel entrance over there?
Oh, aye. So what are you hoping to find?
Dunno. Anything, really. Something of great historical significance. Something spooky. Here. Once again, a few photos of me, then I'll record the intro to the podcast.
I can try. It's a bit dark, though.
The flash will make it bright enough. I'll hold the torch so it shines onto me, too.
Okay. Hold still a second, then. I'll get a few of the tunnel behind you.
Did they turn out okay?
I think so. It's hard to tell on my phone.
I thought you said you had a decent camera.
On my phone, aye. Nobody has an actual camera nowadays.
I thought you were the type of guy who'd still have a VHS in his house.
Betamax for me, I'm afraid. Actually superior to the VHS if you look at the specs, but they fucked up in the marketing by releasing
it. Look, it's starting to open up. I'm going to record the intro now. Can you film me doing it?
If you want.
I'll stick it up on YouTube. Right. Just give me the thumbs up when you're filming, and I'll start recording. Then we'll head towards that far wall, okay?
You're the boss. Smells a bit funny down here, though, eh?
Well, the recording shouldn't pick that up. Ready?
Aye.
It's the Terrorfiles Podcast, Episode 1. This show is an investigation into the mysterious, the paranormal, and the downright chilling. I'm Lee, And we're kicking off the series in pretty spectacular fashion, because right now I'm standing far underneath the streets of Edinburgh, and we're about to boldly go where no man has gone before. For at least a couple of hundred years, anyway. These ancient catacombs were only discovered earlier today, and I've been given exclusive access to head in and investigate. I'm shining my torch on an archaic-looking wall at the far end of this chamber, and there appears to be an opening into another passageway. What we'll find down here is anyone's guess. So let's head on through, shall we?
Exclusive access. I see your podcast getting off on an honest footing.
Well, I don't see anyone else down here yet. Besides, those are unimportant details. Look at this fucking wall, though, eh? Looks older than the castle itself.
Aye, they don't build them like that anymore.
Mind your head on this doorway, though. We might be shite builders nowadays, but at least we're not a bunch of short arses.
Christ, it really stinks now.
We're still heading down, too. The place must be really deep. You know what it reminds me of?
Your radio career.
I'll be the bigger man and not retaliate with a dig at your music career. It reminds me of Hero Quest. Mind, the game.
Classic.
I'd be the barbarian, obviously. You'd be the dwarf.
The dwarf was fucking nails. Couldn't move very fast, right enough.
Yeah, you never told me much about London anyway. Were you still doing gigs down there?
Aye, I was playing pubs around Camden and Islington most nights. You don't make much, though. Musicians are 10 a penny down there.
Flooded market, eh?
Aye. Then my flatmate moved out and the lease was up. I thought it was as good a time as any for a change.
Did you record an album or anything?
Nah, I just put my stuff up for free. No point trying to earn a living selling music nowadays.
I thought you might have been signed.
Record labels are fucking bandits. I'd rather work in a pub than sign another record deal. And besides, I'm more famous for shitting myself on national TV than I am for playing music nowadays.
That was a while ago now.
Still doing the rounds online? All those fucking lad banter pages. Hordes of brainless cunts sharing it daily under a wee row of crying with laughter smileys.
The internet, eh?
Aye.
Looks like some sort of doorway up ahead.
Aye, I think you're right.
I'll put the recorder back on and do a commentary as I walk down and through it. We must be pretty far under the ground now.
Aye, the phone signal's long gone. That's as in horror film territory.
They didn't need phone signals in Hero Quest. Can you film me again?
On it.
Right. So I'm walking down a narrow passageway. The walls are made of the same ancient brickwork we found before. It seems like some sort of underground structure. And there's another doorway up ahead. Edinburgh is often referred to as a city built on a city, because they literally built right over the top of the old dwellings in the ancient town centre. In fact, there have always been stories about plague victims being sealed in their homes as the disease ravaged Edinburgh many hundreds of years ago. These long-forgotten structures and their denizens were buried under the roads and buildings found on the surface of the town today. And as I walk through this doorway now, you can really feel the history in the air. The thought that no person alive today has ever walked these corridors is both humbling and a bit scary. I'm emerging now into what looks like... holy fuck.